Growing in God's Love. As a youngster, my parents would make a point of keeping my brother and me connected with many members of our family, both on my mother's side and my father's side. And in particular, we would travel every summer to visit my grandmother in St. Louis. That's my father's mother. It would always be a treat to visit because she always had a warm greeting for us. It was homecoming. It was welcoming and warm. I didn't realize how important it was for her to dote on her grandchildren. She took great pride in showing us off to her friends all over town. Little did we realize the celebrity we had as youngsters. Often, the impatience of our youth overshadows the joy of family. There were traditions she had for us every summer that were fun when we were young. And those traditions became awkward as we grew older. One of those traditions was collecting pennies. She would save up a year's worth of pennies in an old bank. Before we arrived, she would hide these pennies in some part of her attic, and we would have to find that treasure, because that's what it was, treasure hunting. It was such a joy looking for and discovering that treasure. As we got older, the tradition faded away, and as she got older, it no longer made sense to manage that process. But it's still to this day a fond memory. All of that to say, it takes something to reflect on the things that preceded the love we have now. It takes a moment to remember the love that we evolved from to arrive at the places where we are today. And many of the memories, be they good or bad, contributed to who and how we love today. Sometimes that evolution of our love is about remembering what we did not have to get what we deserve today. Sometimes at the expense of others, and other times it's with the connection and in concert with others. Recently, a young man reconnected with a distant uncle. The young man reflected on the many great times he and his uncle had, the conversations they had, the times they spent together, and how much it meant to him. It was in this reconnection that the young man expressed how important the uncle was at a critical time in his development. Little did the uncle know that the young man was being psychologically harmed by his father. The uncle actually served as a respite for this man, served as an alternative to what he had to deal with his dad. This was something that the uncle had no idea he was providing. He just accepted and enjoyed their times together. In their reunion, in their reconnection, they not only caught up, but there was a healing for this young man in being able to verbalize how much of a safe space the uncle provided. There may not be an obvious connection between these two scenarios, but there is a thread, there is a connection. The love we enjoy now is only possible because of the developmental activities of our past. We may miss grandmother and hold her love as she presented it. And we cannot attribute how we love today as being supported by the elements of her love back then. But there is a connection. That is part of the foundation of how we love today. Our joy today is the most current version and experience of God that's available. We need only choose to express it. Our joy today is the most current version and experience of God that's available. We need only choose to express it. In the absence of the intention to express it, we're suppressing the expression of God. That's the hard part. We don't always recognize that the expression of God's love is a function of our mobilizing that love and not keeping it to ourselves. Our sharing that love, not hoarding it. It's time for us to acknowledge the generosity that's present in our lives and share it. That generosity simply is not material. As a matter of fact, that generosity is actually a form of our being connected with others. In the case of the story of grandmother, it was material, yes, but it was pennies. However, to two young boys, her grandsons coming into her home, searching through the attic, it was a treasure. It was about the love that she put into creating that experience. The physical, the monetary part of it meant nothing. It was pennies. And for the young man reconnecting with his uncle, it was a safe haven. It was a clear and gentle safe space without interruption, without distraction, a safe space just to be without judgment. That is a reflection of the foundational building blocks of the love we have today. When that uncle heard the story from that young man, the power of that story moved him to tears. Little did he know that simply relating to this young man made a difference in his life. Little did he know how much of a contribution was there. And little did the young man know how much value he provided to his uncle. His uncle was just happy to be appreciated and acknowledged for creating that space with that young man. What they both rediscovered and rekindled was who and how love is present with them, for them, and the expression of God's presence between them. The love that they shared back then made the space for the powerful love they're sharing now. That is the increased return on investment in what is real and what is valuable. all that has transpired in our lives, good and bad, makes for the love we have today. We needn't go back to the experience of the past and revisit the good or the bad. We need to be aware of how to express what we have evolved into in the present. We need to wake up from trying to recover what we did not have many years ago and appreciate what we have today. And again, it's not about the material. It's not about the pennies. We need only acknowledge that the love we have access to now comes from those formational pillars. God put those pillars there for a reason, such that we can evolve into a higher level and experience of God's love. Those formational pillars are there for a reason. And the reason? The reason is to help us remember and to build on what God has formed within us, not for us to hold on to, but for greater expression of God's love in the world. That is the expression of our evolutional, developmental love, our love in God. And we need only remember, it only becomes real when we express the presence of God that's in us. God bless.